Envoys from the European Union, the United States, Russia, and Ukraine have announced they will hold their first four-way meeting since the international crisis erupted over Ukraine amid fears of war. Ukraine's government has acknowledged that it faces uprisings in the east of the former Soviet nation. Stefan Boss has this report.
Ukraine's interim government is struggling to end pro-Moscow uprisings along the Russian border with mixed results. While authorities have been able to recapture one regional headquarters in the city of Kharkiv, they were unable to retake an 11-story regional building in Donetsk, where protesters have dug in for their third day. And on Wednesday, a standoff continued in a third city, Luhansk, where Ukraine's security service said separatists armed with explosives and other weapons were holding some 60 people hostage inside the agency's local headquarters. Those occupying the building issued a video statement saying they want a referendum on the region's status and warning that any attempt to storm the place would be met with armed force. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says those sparking the unrests are Russians hired by Moscow.
Everything that we've seen in the last 48 hours from Russian provocateurs and agents operating in eastern Ukraine tells us that they've been sent there determined to create chaos. And that is absolutely unacceptable.
Moscow has denied the claims. Amid the tensions, envoys from the European Union, Russia, the United States and Ukraine are to meet next week to discuss the worsening situation in Ukraine in what will be their first four-way meeting since the crisis erupted. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton will join U.S. Secretary of State Kerry, his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov, and Ukraine's Foreign Minister Andrei Desitsia. Russia annexed Crimea in February and has as many as 40,000 troops massed along the border. Kiev and the West say Moscow is encouraging unrest in the mainly Russian-speaking east of Ukraine as an excuse to possibly seize more territory. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.